You should be warned, the upcoming episode will be full of unfiltered, off-the-cuff discussion. As such, you should consider this your spoiler warning.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
My name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form Experience Grind Podcast. You know, we're not the only podcast with two nerdy white dudes talking about bullshit that doesn't matter. But we're not the worst. Hey, I nailed it that time.
You did it. Perfect.
2 weeks off, coming right back into it.
Who thought? Not a lot of alcohol in you, and you get it right.
is that the key?
I think that's the key.
That's the caveat right there. All right.
It's the Da Vinci Code. We figured it out.
That's the Da Vinci Code.
Alcohol makes you fuck up.
Tom Hanks is really hammered that entire movie. He's just imagining all of those scenarios. It's really the cops are chasing him, but it's because he's a drunk driver.
It's dark. I like it.
Yeah. I went dark. Hey, we got a guest on the show. What's up, Andy, who's not sound engineer Andy?
Hello.
Hello. That was the best intro ever. Way to kill it, bro. Hey, Andy's here. He's going to talk to us about Titanfall 2. Which made both of our top 2016 list. Mm-hmm. Did we place it at the same point?
I think we were both number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was amazing and shocking.
Mm-hmm.
So Andy and I have played quite a lot of this game, and we got you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some opinions on it.
We do.
And we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I had brought up the question. I'm curious, since this game is about giant robots, what both of you would consider your favorite giant robot from all media? You guys have?
I think the guest should go first.
All right.
It's pretty boring. Probably Optimus Prime.
Oh, Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
All right. I can get behind that.
Are we talking a specific Optimus Prime, like from the animated movie? Or?
Yeah, from the animated movie.
Okay.
I always liked the... What?
I like the
what Optimus, like the, you remember the Saturday morning cartoon, like CGI, really shitty animal?
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that Optimus, I think that was when he was a gorilla.
Yeah, that's right.
What was his name still? Optimus Prime?
I think it was.
Okay.
I think him and Megatron were the only ones that kept the same
Megatron
name.
Was a T-Rex.
Yeah.
And that was badass. And they finally put that in one of the movies, which I only know because of seeing trailers, because I've only seen the first Transformers movie.
You're not missing out.
No, I know I'm worse. Not. I hated the first one. I thought the first one was just awful. You couldn't tell what was happening on screen when the robots were there. They were so goddamn busy. So I walked away.
Yeah, that's the best one.
That's the best one?
And then it gets worse, yeah.
Because that one's awful.
Yeah, they all were pretty terrible. But the dinosaur one is actually a Dinobot. He's not.
From yeah.
Beast Wars.
Wait, in the movie?
From the movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a Megatron.
Yeah. No.
But are there other Dinobots or is he the only one?
It's like four of them, I think.
Really?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have Cheetahbot? I remember that was one of the guys, right? In the Beast Wars?
Oh.
No. No, not in the Dinobots, but that was one of the Beast Wars. Yeah. Yeah.
I really liked Beast Wars as a kid, man. That was a cool cartoon. I used to watch it every Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, that and the reboot, the first two, like, CG kid shows, like, what? I was into hardcore.
I remember, even as a kid, though, I like, Beast Wars looks like garbage.
It looks so bad.
It's awful. Like, Reboot looks better, because they're more cartoony with Reboot,
mm-hmm.
and Beast Wars, they're going for, like, a realism thing, and it just, and it, like, I remember all the landscapes, all the grass is just, like, that green-brown, like, mesh water stuff. It doesn't even look like ground.
It's PlayStation 1 graphics or N64 graphics. It's real bad.
There's a lot of fog, I remember, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that rendering fog. But, all right, man. Optimus Prime, that's a respectable answer. I can get behind that. What about you, Ryan?
If I'm going to go with the most meaningful or impactful one, I go with the Iron Giant.
God damn it. That was my choice.
Okay, in that case...
I've got a second place, too.
Okay.
But go ahead,
I was going to say, well, second place, then AT-ATs.
Oh,
just in general, I think they're badass. I like the way they look.
I wasn't even going that
way. Fantastic.
But nice.
Just real cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most memorable thing from Empire for me. Like, more so than Boba Fett or Vader being the father, like, are the AT-ATs and that imagery on Hoth. or
the moon planet,
the moon
of Hoth.
Planet in the Hoth system.
There it is. Yeah, it's not Hoth.
It's not Hoth.
We established that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Hoth.
It's not Hoth.
When we what is it?
It's a moon planet in the Hoth system. But it's been adapted into Hoth at this point. Mm-hmm. And people just refer, but it's not Hoth. It's just in the Hoth system. It's a moon of Hoth.
Is Hoth in the movie?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean,
I don't know.
It was just one of the people are like, they say moon in the Hoth system, and then people just kind of adapted it to Hoth because it's easier to say.
Same with Endor. It's not Endor, but it's a moon of Endor.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually see Endor in the movie, but people are just like, Endor, the Ewok planet.
Yep.
It's like, okay, that's just what it is now.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
So, but Iron Giant, let's focus on that for just a bit, too, because that movie is pretty awesome, and it got me in the feels as a kid.
Yeah, it still holds up.
Yeah, it still does hold up, and it's Vin Diesel as the voice of the Iron Giant.
The only thing Vin Diesel's good at.
I like
character acting. Or like voice acting.
Oh.
Groot?
Oh.
He said voice acting.
Voice acting.
So
yeah,
Groot,
like Groot.
Groot
yeah.
would count.
But yeah, I like Groot and Iron Giant. That's
I
the
like
best.
The first Riddick, Pitch Black.
When you don't see his dumb bald head. What a scrode.
What a scrode. I like how Vin Diesel somehow is like way smaller than The Rock. But I guess in all the Fast and Furiouses, he kicks The Rock's ass constantly. Because that makes all the sense in the world.
I mean, he's pretty much Superman in those movies.
Yeah.
It's absurd. He flies from cars for no reason. It's Avengers. Those movies have just become the Avengers, but with bros.
With bros.
Bros and cars. And now they're taking on submarines with cars. That's cool. I can't wait till they go to space.
They better go to... Maybe they go to space in this one.
It's number 9. Fast Deep Space 9. It's going to be awesome.
That's awful. That was awful.
I'm okay with it.
You're getting your Trek up in your shit.
So you guys,
I hate
like
Star
first...
Trek, by the way.
the first Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
I like that couple. One.
I'll talk shit about the Fast and Furiouses, but I like them.
He does
they're
like
fun.
Them. Yeah.
They're just they're like Madea movies for me. Like I think they're bad.
I keep forgetting. Ryan
like,
does like Madea. No
I can't way. Not watch them. Like they are so
not only Ryan.
Entertaining.
Sound engineer Andre also enjoys Madea.
Get the fuck out of here.
They're both Tyler Perry people.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit.
Hallelujah.
Andy, I love you, buddy, but you gotta pronounce, buddy.
Pronounce.
You gotta talk. You're doing worse mumbles than Nathan.
Oh, my bad.
And Nathan is he was the king of the mumble.
In true experience kind fashion, let's throw our past guests under the bus.
Yes, oh yeah. F Nathan. Fuck you too, Casey.
Yes. I can get on with fuck you, Casey.
There you go. You gotta surpass both of them. Be the best guest ever. You got it.
I'll try my best.
So, have you seen all of the Fast and Furious movies?
No, I think I stopped after the one where they went to Japan.
Tokyo Drift? That's like the third one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's a fun fact about that movie. Vin Diesel was in that to get the rights to the Riddick character. And he owns all rights to that character now.
Mm-hmm.
His like 5-minute cameo at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do it, but you don't have to pay me. I just want the rights to the Riddick character. And that's why he owns it now. Which was a pretty smart move on his part.
Yeah.
Well, that I was guess. After the first...
That was after Pitch Black.
So it was before the second one then?
Which I think it was after the second one too.
Mm-hmm.
But he owns it like now and like, you know, I think he was the one that pushed that big video game, Escape from Butcher Bay, and the second one, which were both pretty good games.
Yeah, they were.
And I don't think those would have been made had he not been in control of the character. Because he really pushed for that, and he's a big nerd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they did a really good job on those games.
Yeah, I really like both those games.
Never played them.
No? They hold... Well, I don't know if they do hold up, but they were a lot of fun back in the day.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah.
Just never got around to them.
So I'll jump in. I think my favorite giant robot, if it's not the Iron Giant...
Yeah, what was your number 2?
It would probably be not the final... I forget what they call them. But the very first suit that you get in Xenogears. Oh, so I guess they're the Gears. Suit that Faye... Fong Wong gets, and then I loved Xenogears a lot as a kid. I played that game a lot, so it's just really cool. The thing about that gear, I just remember in the games universe, it was built to kill God. So
that's pretty cool.
It's
like the mech version of the Hattori Hanzo.
Yeah, yeah. If you meet God on this path, the sword will cut him. Yeah, that was the creation of that. But in the Xenogears universe, God was like a giant floating ball of TVs.
That makes sense.
But
that
still.
Sounds much like Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it sounds cool to say that that robot was created to kill God. That's pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy stuff. I was never a fan of Gundam. Were either of you guys?
No.
Like Gundam Wing.
Bit.
You were Gundam Wing guy.
Wing was pretty cool.
That had the Death Scythe. Was that the name of one of them?
I think so. Well, I don't know. I don't really know the names. I guess I didn't get into it that well.
I don't think there were really any anime big mech shows I got into. I was younger than you guys growing up, yeah. So I was big into Power Rangers, and so you had the Megazord, which is, like, pretty iconic. Yeah. But other than that, no, like, giant robots, it's usually it has to come from a movie.
I liked Evangelion.
I really like that one, too.
Evangelion had some cool ones. I like the Fully Cooly robots.
Those are pretty cool, too. Yeah.
The one that shits him out. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, eats him and then shits him.
Yeah. And he turns into Atomusk the Star King or Star Pirate. One of those two. I can't remember. I haven't watched it for a while. Anyways, so we're kind of getting into the rambling territory. So I think we should talk about Titanfall. But we should have a bumper first.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ryan, you have this bumper music picked out, right?
Sure.
Wink, wink.
I definitely have this ready to go right now.
So
it's very striking and moving, as you will hear.
Oh, striking and moving.
Yeah.
That hits two switches.
Let's hope.
All right. So
let's hope I find that.
So we'll be back after this to talk about Titanfall 2.
Alright, so that was from Titanfall 2. That's one of the big tracks that we totally had in advance ready to go and
totally,
did not
man.
Make it up on the spot right
that's
there.
Good. That's good preparation on our part. We're always on top of that.
We're professional.
Yeah.
We're professional.
Yeah. We got
So going in Titanfall, Kyle and Andy, you guys had this pretty close to launch, so you've had more time with this, right?
I think Andy had it on launch and I got it like 5 days later because I didn't know anybody else that was getting it because from what I remembered, I was the only one that really liked Titanfall. You guys didn't really get into it.
No, I was big into it.
Yeah, well,
it was Xbox One, so I didn't even know that you played it.
Well, we played it on PC because it was PC.
That's
so
why.
Me, okay. Andy, Casey, and a couple, like, I think, didn't Ed have it?
I don't think Ed had it.
Some of your other friends had it. We'd played with them. And but I remember being the only one that really kind of liked it, so this was a shock that Andy got into Titanfall 2 on launch. And so I think I picked it up the next time I got paid.
Hmm.
And we started playing it, and it was just a fucking blast. And then so we got Casey into it, and then eventually we got you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it got its hooks into you pretty well, too.
It did. It did. I was not in love with the multiplayer right away, like I imagine you two were.
No, I wasn't either. The multiplayer takes a bit. It's got a bit of a learning curve, because I think this multiplayer plays a lot faster than generally most games I'm used to when I'm playing online. And especially, I feel like first-person multiplayer games, a lot of them are slower now, and they're more focused on team-based. Like, there's a lot of, like Overwatch. It's all about making a good team with the strengths and weaknesses, whereas Titanfall, it's balls to the wall, go fast, go hard, constantly. Like, I think there's a big difference there.
I'd say there are some modes that definitely do play to the team aspect, though.
Yeah.
Like Last Titan Standing, if you don't have a good team build,
you cannot lone wolf Last Titan Standing. You will get annihilated.
Yeah.
Even when we team up as like a rolling man of three, we still get rollered a lot, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you... So, talking about the multiplayer specifically, would you say this is the best multiplayer game that came out last year? either one of you two.
I don't know. I don't think it is the best, but it is my favorite, if that is acceptable.
I get it.
I think the best would be Overwatch because of its more focus on team aspect and unity. Like, it really forces you to play as a team. But I like Titanfall 2 more.
What's the reasoning behind that? Why is this your favorite? Is it because of the speed, like you already said, or is there something else going on?
And match, I can play like two Titanfall games in the time it takes to do one Overwatch multiplayer game, especially like when we go into overtimes and things like that. Like when you're moving payloads, those can get pretty drawn out.
You
a lot of times.
You got it back and forth, and then you have to do it from the other side.
Yes,
and one team's
exactly.
And then next time your defense.
In Titanfall, you can get two or three full games in on that comparatively, and I like the idea of not being tied down. That's one of my big complaints with League of Legends all the time is, like, even if you're just getting in, like, a game's going to take you 30, 45 minutes to get through. And that's just, it's a huge time sink for one game. Mm-hmm. Like, especially for people with limited play times later on. Yeah. I mean, Andy's smiling because he's a big League guy, which is understandable. You know, I think we'll have you on to talk about League at some point in the future because I just don't get it and I never have. As I've said many times.
But it just takes a lot of time.
I was
going to
say, did
it.
You not get into Heroes of the Storm, which is essentially League, but with Blizzard characters?
And Heroes games go a lot faster still than a League game. A Heroes of the Storm game will be like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's a lot less complex.
Yeah, and you don't have to build items, which that's my least favorite thing in League is, like, I don't know item builds. I mean, I could if I just don't want to invest that time. It's my same complaint with, like, the meta of fighting games. Like, I don't want to sit down and work for weeks learning hidden secret
not only
combo
your moves
move cancels,
and sets, but then everybody else's
that you
so
have
you
to
can learn their
exactly,
patterns and
yeah.
like, when their arm flinches they're going to do this uppercut that I need to be low in the screen
yeah,
yeah fuck that
exactly
I agree.
I don't want
to does well speaking of League of Legends, like, have they done anything for that? Because I know, like, some games like Smite have now implemented, like, an auto-item build where you can build your items beforehand and just have it preset ready to go. Or is it still, like, you have to kind of on-the-fly know everything and build your characters up in League?
No, it's a little bit more user-friendly now.
Is it?
They have, like, suggested item builds if you don't know what to build. So it makes it a little bit easier to get into.
In ARAMS, do you still build items?
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, everybody's in one lane, so...
I mean, that is easier, but I also feel like you don't get the full aspect of the game in an ARAM.
No,
it's all about just kills,
yeah,
not so much control.
Yeah, and plus you can't go back to heal and
yeah.
stuff like that, so you get kind of...
You're just out there.
It makes it a little bit different, yeah.
yeah. But Titanfall 2, man. I know it... We're really rambling, and that's fine. That's what the show is. Ryan, like, you are one of the rare ones. I think Andy and I are in the boat that we like Titanfall 2
mm-hmm.
better, but
yes.
you still hold that you like 1 better, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because very simple reason that there was a horde mode in Titanfall 1.
I don't remember that.
I think it was a DLC.
Okay.
Part of the season pass, which, again, like, I was big into Titanfall, so I got the season pass, and they did put in a horde mode, which is more cooperative, and that is always more appealing to me than playing with other people, because other people are cheap, shitty dickheads.
Can be.
And can really ruin a night of fun. Not too frequently in Titanfall. I feel like they do give you a lot of options to get around to kind of combat cheap behaviors in the game. But it's still there. So I always lean towards co-op people versus AI. Like, that's always more fun for me.
Okay.
And that and the auto pistol or the smart pistol, whatever it's called. Like, should
I hate
not
that.
Be.
Yeah.
I think it should be
pistol.
A loadout ready to go for everybody. I love it. It's...
I think it's much better handled in Titanfall
2. I've not had it one single fucking time in Titanfall 2 multiplayer, and that's a goddamn problem.
Do you have it unlocked?
I don't even know if I do. It's just, I don't know. It's frustrating.
I'm sure
it's
you
my
do
favorite
at this
thing
point.
From the first game, and it's locked behind a goddamn level. Like, fuck that.
Once you get there, though.
You could spend the points to get it.
Yeah,
still,
you could
right?
totally buy it, too.
I had to spend points to get a non-shitty assault rifle, because the game burdens
what?
You with, like,
the
garbage.
The first one's pretty tight.
The first one's the best
yeah.
one. The R201.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude, that's like my main gun.
It's that last one's the best. I can't remember the name.
Flatline?
Flatline.
Flatline is a pretty good one, because it hits harder, but it fires slower. but
the accuracy sucks on the hard line.
Yeah,
long range. Yeah.
You got to do. You have to be closer. Man, I love that R201. That is like my main gun.
That's the first assault rifle.
Yeah,
that's not mine.
The three main guns I roll with are the first assault rifle, the first SMG, and the first shotgun. Which is that's my one. I don't like that there's only two shotguns in the game, but it's also this is a distance game. I mean, because the maps are so huge, because they have to hold Titans too. So shotguns aren't beneficial, and I'm really a shotgun guy.
Are you? Usually you're the shotgun player.
I like shotguns in multiplayers a lot.
I think Halo 2 is the last time I enjoyed a shotgun.
I was just going to bring up Halo because Andy, when we used to play Halo, he would also be a shotgunner. But this was back in the days when you had to play local area networked.
Yeah.
So Andy he was really good at getting under people's skin. and I like to play this way too. I like to get under people because you're just going to make them worse.
Yeah,
it's just going to make them worse. But he would get shotgun kills and just run around. And every time he'd kill you with one, he'd scream out the word "buck." I'm assuming from like "buck shot" or
I don't know.
I never understood it, but it was
just what came to mind. Actually.
It was all I adopted it early on too, and I would constantly say it, so people hated us. But it was a lot of fun, and the shotguns in Halo 1 and 2 were monsters.
Yes, they were. It was usually one shot kill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good times. Me and Andy, man, we've played a lot of multiplayer games together over our friendship. Remember that we used to have Halo 1 like LAN parties up at that condo at the Point? You remember those nights?
Yeah, that was who was that?
I forget Chris. His name too. Maybe it was Chris. There's people I didn't really know, but we'd have like actual 16 person LAN parties.
Yeah.
And I remember that time that you fucking flipped out on Nick. Do you remember this?
Well, no, he flipped out on me, didn't
no,
he?
No, you flipped out on him. This is Nick, host of the, what is it? The
Nerd Parade?
Yeah, Nerd Parade Twitch channel.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at one point.
I encourage that, man.
We were playing, and it was like, I don't know, 3 in the morning. And we'd been playing for hours, and Nick was pissed because Andy was hitting him with the shotgun and screaming "buck," and Nick goes, "Yeah, why don't you go back to Korea and eat some of that dog?" And Andy just goes, he stands up and he looks around, he goes, "What? What? What the fuck did you just say to me?" And like, dude, Nick got all uncomfortable, and the whole room got a weird vibe. But then I was laughing my ass off behind Andy because, like, Nick, I mean, he wouldn't look at him. He just started looking at the TV. And we've all been friends forever.
Yeah.
But it was just one of the... Oh, man. That was a hilarious night.
Yeah, shit like that happens.
Yeah.
Especially when you play that way, trying to get under people's skin.
Yeah, you're going to do it.
Somebody's going to get mad.
Did you guys... I know Ryan did. Andy, did you ever beat the single-player campaign in Titanfall 2?
You know, I barely even touched it, truthfully. Yeah. I played like maybe 10 minutes.
I mean, I really bought this game for the multiplayer. But the single player, I burned through it to get to this point for the episode and for our year end thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the single player. They handled it very well.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's constantly pushing you to try new things and really trying to get you ready for the multiplayer.
Yeah, it's real smart. It's intentionally designed. They give you like a new weapon or gadget every level, and then build the level around that one weapon or gadget. So it makes every level feel different. It makes you learn all the weapons. And so you go through and you get like, hey, I really like this combination. I'm going to use this in multiplayer.
And it's like a crash course in the maneuverability because I've never played a game as maneuverable as Titanfall 2.
Yeah, I told you when I played through it, we were playing online, I was like, this single player is amazing. It's like Mario Galaxy, but with a first-person shooter sometimes. Like, it turns into a platforming game at point.
The factory level is the one that really stands out to me, that really starts to ramp up this platforming.
Is that the one where the house is being built?
Built around you, and you're constantly jumping around, and you're having to wall run over these giant pits because they, like, turn the floor sideways on you. It's
fantastic.
It's really cool how they're forcing you, like, you're not, if you don't wall run and do the, you're not going to get through. You have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get good at it. And that in turn will navigate over into the multiplayer.
Yeah, absolutely. That and if you're trying to picture that at home and you've not played the game, like, kind of what that entails, the achievement or trophy you get at the end says, like, incepted whatever points. So, like, that's what you're playing. Like, essentially, like, an Inception level with the city folding in, and you don't know which way is up or down. Like, it got to the point where I was a little seasick.
Yeah, I got that exact
same
way.
I don't know where the fuck I even am right now. Like, which way is up?
I have a bad issue, as we've discussed many times, with, you know, my equilibrium. And that level did start to fuck with me, too, to the point, like, I didn't finish it in one sitting. I had to come back after I readjusted, so.
Yeah. I think also the characters are surprisingly memorable.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be. Like you said, this game was made essentially for multiplayer, but I think to try to make more money and get more units sold, they put in the single player, which...
Well, that was the big complaint with Titanfall 1. Yeah. A lot of people were pissed that it was just a multiplayer game for $60.
Yeah, well, they tried to mask the multiplayer as like a single player.
Yes, they kinda did.
Oh, yeah. But then you had like a little training mission at the start of it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what your thoughts on that even are, but I think it was a good thing that they did the single player. I don't think it ended up selling much more. Like, I don't think it was a boon for them going down that route, but I'm really happy with the single player. I'd say it's the best single player first person shooter campaign of last year, easily, when you have like Battlefield 1 and the Call of Duty and other.
What's hilarious to me is how the Call of Duties have tried to copy Titanfall, because they're all like, we can wall jump and wall run and
ever since Advanced Warfighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're still, everybody's still playing catch up to Infinity Ward. They're ones really. And what's sad about it, though, is, like, I don't feel the Titanfalls get near the recognition that the Call of Duties do. Like,
no, they don't. No,
I think Titanfall 2 is better than any Call of Duty I've played since, like, Modern Warfare, the first one.
I mean, if you're talking just multiplayer, I disagree. I think Black Ops 3 is a fantastic multiplayer.
Never played it, so.
Oh, the third one? The second one was really good.
The second one's good. The third one's even better. They continue and refine and then go, like, ridiculously retarded with their concepts. Like, they have one where you're a little person in, like, a giant food court. So you're, like, shooting and covering behind giant hamburgers and french fries. And they went really abstract and weird. And I kind of appreciate that.
Okay. That is really fucking awkward.
It is. But like they have, like, the regular wartime levels, too. But, like, it's nice in a Call of Duty game to get something whimsical and fun. Because it is usually just, like, desolate city. City ripped in half. Crumbly buildings. So, I don't know. I enjoy that. But Titanfall 2, I think, also does that in a different way. Like, it's a lot of city structures from the multiplayer maps. But they're very vibrant and bright and kind of easy to determine where you are.
Yes.
Which a lot of the Call of Duty maps do not do. It just feels like, I'm next to this building. Which one is that? There's like 30 broken down buildings.
There's a gray blob.
Titanfall doesn't feel that way. It feels very smartly designed.
On that note, one thing that I noticed Titanfall 2 does more naturally than a lot of games of this ilk is like, so even in, like, the Tomb Raider, the newest Tomb Raiders, like, it's very obvious at points where you can traverse up. Like, things that you can climb up, they have, like, that chalky white. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's a handhold. Titanfall, like, I don't notice if they highlight them in a weird way or not, but it just seems, it's like, oh, I know I can run through here on these walls just naturally back and forth and see.
I'd say it's some of the wall faces are a little smoother, but it's really not as noticeable or as attention-getting as, like, the Tomb Raiders, as you said, or, like, any other third-person game where you're trying to climb on stuff. But that said, too, like, Titanfall, I think, gives you the freedom to climb on just about anything or wall run on anything, as opposed to the other games, which is, like, you try to climb on a wall, you're not going to be able to except for one out of 10 spots,
walls,
whereas Titanfall is just, like, do what you want. And I think that's one of its biggest strengths, the maneuverability.
Man, and that maneuverability. Do either of you guys mess with the grappling hook at all?
I thought I saw you doing it.
Just recently I tried.
Yeah?
I used to use the stim pack all the time.
I like the stim pack a lot. I'm a big stim pack guy.
The grappling hook is pretty fun, too. If, like, somebody's above you, you can shoot your grappling hook up and melee them.
You can grab them with it?
Well, you can grab them with it, or you can just, you know, shoot right next to them. And it'll lead you right into it. So
oh,
you can,
So you do melee, like a fast melee?
Yeah, it's
that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. I was not. I like the Stimpak and the invisibility. And I really like the there's the Shuriken that gives off like a pulse and shows enemies in the area.
Oh, that's yeah. what I use.
Yeah,
I
that's
use the pulse.
That's one. A really good one too, especially if you're like I run with you and I can get that benefit too, which is another great thing about this game. Like it's very lone wolf esque, but it can be totally team based too if you want it to. It's however you want to play it. It doesn't force you into a box. I think you kind of already said that. Whereas like it. It gives you free rein to do almost whatever you want to do when you're playing it. Mm-hmm. And that's a rarity in a lot of games, especially like right now, like with the Team Fortress and the Overwatch, where it's forcing you, like, you're going to play this role and stick to that role. Like,
I feel like in the Titan ones, you have to stick to a certain role. You can't have all the same Titans
that is
or
true.
You'll get fucked.
Yeah. You do want to have a variation in Titans. And there are three there's like the mid ground, the heavy, close range, and then there's the far range that doesn't have a lot of armor.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like homing rocket ones. What Titans do you guys like, I guess? Let's get into that. Because there's six in this game.
Is North Star the sniper?
Yes.
That's what I use just because it seems to be the easiest. My brain just shuts down when I get into a Titan. I suck at it. You guys have noticed. I hate the Titan gameplay, like, because I'm just not good at it, and it just is, like, you know, a robot beating up a toddler. Like, it's just so one-sided when I'm in a Titan. So I do the North Star just because it's, like, here's an aim button, here's shoot, and here's a trap, and that's it. Like, that's all I have to manage, and that's easy for me.
I think North Star is actually, like, a mid-to-high-level one, though. I think the
I
easiest
think it
one...
says it's a mid, but I feel it's a lot easier.
What's his name, like... Scimitar or what? It, like the dude with the sword.
Oh, Ronin. That's not easy, man.
Ronin.
I guess it's easy to control, but
how you have to play him
is not easy. Yeah,
I thought it was hard too.
I seem to get my ass kicked by that one more than anybody else.
Yeah, you just have nightmares of that guy who has the nuclear reactor.
Oh man,
and he comes up and hacks at you. So even if you do kill him, he ends up killing you too.
Yeah. Like, so that is. Again, there's all those different loadouts. So Titans have the nuclear option. If you eject, your Titan will become basically a nuclear bomb and any other Titans or people around it at that time will, if not be killed, take a massive amount of damage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can run away and hide behind stuff, but, I mean, it happens so quickly sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. So I think that's a really cool thing. Like... That, and that's just another gameplay you can do. You can almost just kind of suicide into a big group of them and set that off. And, I mean...
Yeah. Be smart about it. You can do it.
What about you? What are your favorite Titans to play as?
I like North Star as well. And I also like Ion, which is the very first Titan you can get.
Yeah, who has the shield and then the missile barrage.
He doesn't have missile barrage. He has laser stuff. He has a shoulder laser like a Predator that I didn't find out till just recently. You can actually hold and it charges
up.
Yeah,
it charges it. Yeah.
I just thought you shot it and it did. It's much better knowing that I can charge it up. It does so much more damage. But he also has like the laser core as like his ultimate, because all the Titans have an ultimate mode, despite like their death. The thing you can get from death from them too, like, so that in death you can get like the nuclear explosion. There's like an auto eject. There's an invisibility eject.
No, the auto eject invisibility one's the same.
Is that the same one?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a couple more too. I want to think
like 20% charge, initial charge on your ultimate.
And that's generally the one I actually roll with a lot of times on all my Titan builds. I don't like the nuclear one because I try to stay farther away.
I think I do the extra boost.
The extra boost?
Yeah, you get the extra boost because with North Star, like, I don't want anybody close to me.
Yeah.
So I'll, like, boost away.
But I like those two. And Andy, you like both the bigger guys.
Yeah,
which is
Scorch and Legion.
Yeah, and Legion. So Scorch is, he's got, like, fire grenades. And he's cool because he's actually got a fire shield, too.
Yeah.
Well, what's cool about that, you can, like, burn people on the ground. So if they're, like, running around you and trying to jump on you and you can't punch them,
Which, just burn them.
You can melee in a Titan, and it's a one-hit kill to any pilot. That's done. But you can also just use his shield, and it just burns them up, which is really cool. And then Legion is a giant, slow-moving motherfucker with a huge chain gun.
The Gatling gun, yeah.
Yeah, that just eviscerates people if you're out in the open. He's going to just... There's nothing you can do. It's
yeah, he mows people down pretty fast. Even the bigger, stronger Titans, you know, they go down pretty damn fast, too.
What do you guys how do you feel about the pilot versus Titan gameplay? Because I think this is where I have an issue with Titanfall 2. I felt, and maybe it's not, but like I have a memory that Titanfall 1, it felt like you were pretty powerful if you were in a Titan or if you were a pilot. But in Titanfall 2, I feel like it's a losing battle if you are a pilot going up against a Titan.
There are like.
Unless I'm that Titan, and then a pilot can take me down super easy because I'm that good.
All right, so here, I will agree with you there. I feel like when I am a pilot going after a Titan, they fucking melee me every time. But when I am in the Titan, they get on me and I don't even see where the fuck they are. Like, it's a complete... I don't get the discrepancy there because I'm always looking for pilots running around.
And you're also not a bad player. Both of you are very good Titanfall players. You're usually in the top three. One of you two is always in the top three of the game. And I think that's saying something that still you can't even, like, go against a Titan.
Well, I can't. The one thing I don't like is that, so, in this game, if you are a pilot, like you said, you can climb on almost anything. That's enemy Titans included. Now, they do have, like, an electric smoke, booby trap they can set off, but they have to earn that. And if you stay on the Titan, it will most likely kill you.
Yeah.
But when you climb on an enemy Titan, what you're trying to do is take their battery pack out, which removes their overshield, making it easier for other players to kill them. What I don't like, though, is that if you are that pilot, as soon as you do that, like, that Titan, whoever is controlling it, like, you're a bright red-orange spot on their screen. They know where you're at. They can see wherever you're running anywhere on the map and try to hunt you down. And I don't like that. It should be more clandestine. Like, oh, I've taken your thing. You don't know where the hell I am now. Mm-hmm. And you can run off. What is really cool is that you can take that and give it to a friendly Titan and boost up their shield.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things you can do with that. And also, once a Titan has his battery removed, you can hop back up there and don't start tossing grenades down. You can do massive damage that way. There are a lot of... You can't just... I mean, pilot versus Titan, mano a mano, Titan's going to win almost every time. So you got to use, like, the terrain and stuff to your advantage. You've got to be in, like, an inner hallway is a way to where they can't get you. And using your weapons to your advantage, the anti-Titan weapons. They all have their strengths.
Yeah.
I like the homing rocket launcher, but... It has a lock-on time that you have to wait for. I also like the grenade launcher. It can do a lot of damage, but it also cannot do damage, if that makes sense. Like, you kind of have to be pretty precise with where you're hitting. You have to hit it consistently over and over. You can't just throw one or two. Like, you have to empty a couple of clips of that thing.
Yeah. A shitload, it seems like.
The sniper rifle is cool.
That's the best one, in
the laser sniper?
Yeah.
I know you kind of played with that one, too, didn't you? As an anti-Titan weapon?
Yeah, I think so. I think the laser is one of the first options available, and if that's the case...
It's usually the laser, grenade launcher.
I use the laser one.
Yeah.
Which, again, it feels like it takes, like, 15 shots of that laser to take a Titan down.
You gotta shoot him in the right place, though.
The
where it's, like, red.
Spots,
yeah.
But still, like, that's not easy to do when
because
you have
to, charge it up, too, and make it move.
Charge, shoot, and then, like, hide... Before he can see you and hit you with one and kill you. Like,
you gotta get the line of sight. Rough. You gotta get a better line of sight.
And again, like, you know, caveman taking down a woolly mammoth, he's not gonna be able to do it by himself. You have to work with other pilots trying to do it, or wait till that Titan is fighting another Titan and then annoy him from behind or from the side to where. Because he's going to focus on the big threat in front of him, and you can just do massive damage and try to assist there, too. That's generally what I will try to do.
Yeah.
If I see a Titan out, I'll just run away unless I see him distracted by something else. I rarely, rarely ever try to engage if I'm not in a Titan. So it's all about, you know, making the decision on, is this beneficial? Is this going to get me a return? Is this going to take it out? Because if I'm just going to get a death out of it and he's going to get a point, it's not going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the ways I try to play it.
The,
that makes a lot of sense.
What is it? The flashbang grenade. The electrical one?
Yeah.
I forget the name of that one. But that one's always real helpful.
On a Titan?
Yeah, because it blurs up their whole screen. They can't see at all.
I didn't know that it worked on the Titans.
Yeah. Oh. So that's always real helpful. Well, that's what I always rock.
I might be doing a different build. I generally always go with the just a regular grenade because I'm always worried about pilots.
The fire shuriken.
I don't use that one. I've never used that one.
I've killed so many people with it.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's like my nice, oh shit, I missed him when I shot and he's coming into the door. Let me throw this down at the last minute, and that's usually a kill because he runs through it.
Oh shit, yeah.
All right. I generally, if I use the shuriken, there's the black hole shuriken.
That one's pretty cool with the shotgun.
Yeah, that one's really cool with the shotgun.
Yeah, that might be why.
That one's also beneficial. I've had other people throw that down, and then I have my regular grenade, and I throw that, so they get it pulls that grenade in too, and it blows whoever sucked in.
I didn't think about that. That's pretty cool.
So that works really well.
If you have the stim and you're in the gravity one, if you hit your stim, you can pop out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. And I've played stim pretty much every... That's all my characters are now.
As soon as you... It pulls you in, yeah.
I love that stim. So the stim pack gives you health back and gives you a boost that makes you run two times as fast. And that can get you out a lot of hairy situations.
Yes, it can.
I have not messed around with the stim, so I might be doing that in the future.
Angie's the one that turned me on to it. He played it first, because I was always just the radar shuriken.
Yeah.
That's all I played. And then he's like, yeah, man, as soon as I start to get hit, I pop that, and I run away and come back, and I always kick their ass. So, I mean, that is a pretty good method to play it. If you start getting hit, just immediately hit it and run away and get in behind cover. Because they're not going to be able to track you as fast as you're moving.
Okay.
So, unless they have the smart pistol, maybe. But then they have
Which
to be close
we've,
to you.
We've talked about you don't fucking get in this game hardly ever.
I've had the smart pistol unlocked, and I still rarely use it even when I have it unlocked.
Yeah.
That's a mistake, because it's amazing.
No. I generally run with the first unlock you get, too, which is amped weapons.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good, yeah.
What do you guys run with as your... I forget what they call that.
The pilot turret.
Oh, yeah.
But they just nerfed it, though, so it's not as
good.
They
did.
Yeah.
Thank God, because I fucking hate those
turrets. I used
to
love those things.
That's
man.
What I just unlocked, so I've been doing that. But before I was the mines. Like
the spider mines.
Yeah,
so,
spider mines.
I'm glad you brought those up, because I fucking hate those things.
Oh, yeah.
And the single-player campaign, especially.
Oh, God, yeah.
They are the absolute worst,
like
most annoying
enemy. Flood in Halo. They're as bad as the Flood in Halo.
And they come out of nowhere. Like, you won't even know that they're on that level, and all of a sudden, you're fucking surrounded by three of them, and what the fuck? Like, there's no warning. They flash bright red, but they're also designed to come up from your flank, so they don't make, like, a noise to let you know that they're there. Oh, God, I hate those things. And they pester you the entire campaign.
Yeah.
They show up at, like, the worst times, and, fuck those things. They're not as bad in the multiplayer, but they still... I feel I get killed by them more than anybody else when I'm playing people. Like, I try to run by them or shoot people or even shoot them, and it doesn't matter. Like, I feel I'm way out of the range, and the explosion still kills me.
I've
never really been on the other side of it, to be honest.
That's how I feel. I can't even remember.
I get killed by them all the fucking... That kills me more than pilots do, probably.
Maybe because you're always running around. I'm still yet to make the leap into this is how I should play Titanfall, but like I'm playing it like it's a Call of Duty game where I'm like... Microphone. Sweeping corners. Like, very slowly around corners looking.
Oh,
like,
man, no.
It's
no,
like, I can't
man.
Do that. Like, so maybe because you're, like, spreading out over the map real quick, like, you're running into them, and I'm just, like, in one room for, like, the whole match, like, looking around.
Oh, my God,
like,
that's
checking
terrible.
Everything.
Yeah. You gotta be running around that map, dog.
I play like Kyle plays, but I'm with Ryan. I never see anybody ever use the spider mines, like, right. ever.
I get killed by those things so much. When we play again next time, I'll tell you guys every time I get killed by one. And
all right.
It's fucking ridiculous. I don't know how it happens. Because I don't think there's even, like, an animation that I have to go through before they blow up. And I'm always like, just sprint, run by it, and I'll hit my fucking stim pack to sprint by it.
Just shoot
still
it.
Get caught.
If you shoot it, it doesn't
suck them up.
I wonder if that works.
I don't know, but it seems like it should.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool if it did.
I do really, really enjoy playing this game with both of you guys. It's a lot of fun when the three of us are on. Yeah. I don't generally play it unless three of us are going to play it together. Yeah. I don't really. Some multiplayer games I'll play by my, like Destiny, I can play that by myself. And Crucible, I don't care. But this one, I really like having the three of us running around a map together. Mm-hmm. It makes it so much more fun. Especially when we just happen to all show up in the same area and start kicking some ass.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. It makes it feel really epic. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you're listening and you have a PS4 and Titanfall 2, let us know. Join us.
Please
and,
do,
Kyle also has been doing a really good job about putting him on Twitch.
Yeah.
So you can watch us play and... I don't know if you can hear Andy or I you when
can.
He's playing.
Okay. No. I can so turn you guys off. Good. But, you have not dropped your on the roof insult since I've been streaming it.
There's a reason why I've not been dropping that.
But pretty much also know that if we're playing Titanfall, I am streaming it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. He's streaming it, and I'm usually just cussing so much and so much. Just
Titanfall 2 was like the first game that we played together. In a competitive way, and I was blown away with your trash talk.
I get upset easily. This is why I do Horde mode.
Yeah.
Because I get worked up.
I liked it that you have come to the same realization. You mentioned it just the last time we played, which was, where has Andy been in my entire multiplayer career? And I totally get that. I love playing online with Andy. He's literally him and Casey, and now you. That's it, dude. It's so much more fun playing with Andy. We have a blast playing games together. Because, I mean, there's that camaraderie, and we just... Like, I think we know each other's strengths, so we kind of let each one do what they are better at. Mm-hmm. And just...
Decoy.
Yeah, decoy.
Yeah, decoy.
See where that shot came from. Ryan's down. Let's go fucking throw a pincher move on that guy and get him. All right, we got him. Good work, team. we succeeded the day. But no, I get it, and it's a lot of fun. And I was actually looking for more games that the three of us could get into together because it is a lot of fun. And we are reliable. We are consistent. We don't flake like some people that we know. We
may as well just throw him under the bus.
No.
Because he used to be the... I mean, I get it. But it's good. Like, it's a lot of fun playing two people. It's even more fun when you throw a third into that mix. So,
yeah.
I think we should... I mean, I'm always down for more Titanfall, and I'm looking forward to the next three-player thing that we get into, whatever it can be or will be. So, we should keep an eye out on stuff coming up.
Yeah. The trick is, don't play on PC, and then you have me.
Yeah, and that's... That was the PC thing. Actually, when Andy... Did you... Get
literally
it on PS4 originally?
Or which
did
one?
Titanfall, or did I encourage you?
You encouraged me to get it on
because
PS4.
Because I knew I could get Ryan to play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and exactly.
Because generally, we for a long time, we just went PC.
Yeah.
And maybe someday we will get Ryan on this PC tip.
I'm telling you, it's the way.
I would love to. I wanted to get into Overwatch, but
You did try.
Fucking system.
Yeah, he did try
on play Overwatch,
or
a goddamn
PC.
Blizzard game.
On that note, I'd get Overwatch again on PlayStation.
But that's up to Andy.
Maybe if it ever goes on sale, and I'll keep an eye out. And I would totally play it on PlayStation 4 with you.
Yeah,
it'd be totally worth it. But yeah, so I guess final thoughts on Titanfall 2. Ryan.
Fantastic single player. One of the best since I said Half-Life 2, and I'll stick by that.
Damn.
I think this is the best single player first-person shooter campaign since Half-Life.
Andy, you should really play the single player.
It's fantastic.
It's only for that Total Recall reference.
There's so many references, and the time traveling level is just the best.
It's really
cool.
I think it's
my favorite moment of last year, hands down, when it comes to games. But I think that's fantastic. And the multiplayer is dense in a good way, whereas I feel like even 20, 30 hours into it as we are now, you guys probably more so than I am, I'm still learning. And I'm still figuring out new things, as we found out on the podcast. I didn't even know some things today. Yeah. But I think that's a good thing, whereas some multiplayers, like, you learn everything you know in the first hour, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I look forward to more matches, and I think it's very, very good. Worth the money.
Andy?
I totally agree. I mean, I haven't had this much fun with a first-person shooter for quite some time. Yeah. I mean, I haven't really got into any first-person shooters for, I don't know, probably a couple years, I'd
say. Outside of Overwatch. You play Overwatch
a
lot, too.
Yeah. But it's different. It's different, though. Yes. It's not like the, you know, Call of Duty type of shooters. So I haven't played the single player, so I can't say if I recommend that. But the multiplayer is so fucking awesome. I really love playing it. I mean, and, you know, so.
You bought it for $60 just for multiplayer.
Yeah.
My one note, if you are still somehow sleeping on this game, even though Ryan and I have both recommended it multiple times and we just gloated about it for however long this episode is, all the fucking DLC for this game is free.
Yeah, I think
everything that will come out for this game is free. Map packs, weapons, everything. The only thing you will buy is cosmetic, and that is fucking fantastic. It is such an investment, and I think we've got the first big DLC coming up in March.
Cool. Damn, really?
What's the details on that?
I think it's like 3 maps, a new game mode, and a couple new weapons.
Hey, maybe your Horde.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude, if it is Horde, that'd be fucking awesome. I'd totally get behind that. But so, and then, you know, I think that's one of, I think there's 3 DLCs planned for the life of the game. I think. I'm not entirely sure. It's either 2 or 3.
So did that Angel City DLC count as one of those? Or can
no,
we
I think that
like,
was like a launch
little
thing.
Okay.
So, and because that was only one map, and it was kind of like a, hey, remember this map from Titanfall? It's the one everybody played all the time.
The only map.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. No, there were others, but
I don't know. Was there?
There were more if you got the DLC. The DLC did a lot more interesting things than that. Like, there was one in, like, a giant redwood forest that was pretty amazing.
That sounds cool. Yeah, I remember there's one in, like, a big desert kind of canyon place, and I remember one that was, like, underneath this giant mining facility.
Yeah.
And I hated that fucking map.
I was okay with it.
Because there was like no, like, it was all restrictive because you're playing underneath it the whole time. I do remember that map, and I hated it. And there were sliding doors everywhere. Like the typical sci-fi, those doors. But yeah. So I
that was good.
That was good.
Ah, sorry. But
I liked how you explained how doors work there.
The sci-fi doors, it's different. I had to give the sound effect.
How's it go again?
Nice.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Well, it's perfect.
So, I totally recommend it too. Titanfall 2. Get it. Get it on PlayStation 4. Hit us up with them PSN digits and we'll fucking play. You can get in with us. We love to play with more people. Mm-hmm. We want to play. And again, this was, I know, one of me and Ryan's favorite games of last year because we fucking talked about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just fucking do it. It's cheaper now. I think it's like 30 or 40 already. I bought it for 60 and have gotten more than my money's worth out of it.
Yeah.
And
I buy it for 30 and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Fair enough, man. You got it after
I would have paid more.
Oh, you got it for 30? Really,
yeah, Black Friday. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Black Friday was like $30.
But he did also buy like 8 games.
That's what I do. I don't buy games when they come out. I wait till Black Friday and then spend $400.
Yeah, see, I buy
and
games.
Just stock up.
So, I mean, there we go. Titanfall 2, it's a fucking blast. You should play it. I can't say it any more times than that. You should play this game, if only because it's better than Call of Duty. It's not that recycled garbage. Mm-hmm. People are copying it. They're going to keep copying it. It's a trendsetter, and it's way better, dude.
Yeah.
And the shit's free. They're not fucking nickel and diming you. Mm-hmm. So get on it. Support a good fucking studio who's doing different things. Plus, you get to control giant fucking robots.
It's very cool.
End
for like
of argument.
A minute of the match. And then you die.
If you're Ryan, yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so that's all we got. I guess, Andy, thanks for coming on, man. I guess you're going to stick around and play some video games with us, too. So we're going to get into that. If you guys don't know about that, check us out on our YouTube channel where we challenge each other to video games. It's called The Throwdown or The Showdown. I think actually I fucked that up.
Yeah.
They're called Showdowns, but when we have guests like Andy's about to be the first guest, they're The Throwdown. If that's not confusing at all, please find us. And other than that, eat my asshole. It's 2017. Grind out.
Hi, this is Ryan, and if you liked what you just saw or listened to, please check us out at experiencegrind.com. Find us on facebook.com/experiencegrind, at Twitter, over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast, where Kyle's tweeting out a lot of stuff all the time. And then you can always find us, our podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, or even on YouTube. Find us, just search Experience Grind Podcast. We don't have a channel yet. Stuff super easy to find. But please subscribe. We'll get there to you, make it even easier. And as always, if you like what you saw, we cover mini games and episodes every week. There's sure to be something you love. And as always, grind out.